one of the big Christmas traditions for the Philharmonic, in addition to their Messiah performances, is the Candy Cane concert. And so that's happening Sunday afternoon. And, you know, while Messiah is very serious classical work, you know, this is more of a fun concert with, you know, a lot of familiar tunes and also new tunes that they're bringing in. And they're just one of several groups that are going to be performing on Sunday afternoon. There are a whole bunch of holiday themed concerts from the Lexington Chamber Chorale and from the Central Kentucky Concert Band. So we're in the heart of that Christmas music season right now.
And this is an interesting production. It's coming out of the Lexington Vintage Dance Society. It sounds like they're recreating the party, the ball that Fezziwig hosted in A Christmas Carol.
It sounds really cool. It's Fezziwig's Christmas Ball, and the Vintage Dance Society has always been dedicated to recreating dance of previous eras, complete with the clothing and you know, the style of you know, how people act and things of that sort. And so they're kind of trying to bring a portion of Dickens' story to life here. So it's at the Carnegie Center on Saturday night. Sounds like it should be a very interesting time.
And the Christmas Carol, I mean, obviously a very interesting, fascinating story in and of itself. And now we're starting to see more and more side stories and variants on it, kind of a sign of the times.
It is. And, you know, I think it's also people wanting to do a little something different with, you know, the very familiar tale.
Now, a well-known actor in the Lexington area, Kevin Hardesty, is back on stage. He's going to be performing this weekend with Balaguer Theater.
Right. He is coming back in a play called Don Juan on Trial. And the plot of the play is that five of Don Juan's former lovers put him on trial, and they want to force him to marry his current conquest. And it marks a kind of a big deal return here for Kevin Hardesty, who is an actor that was very well known to local audiences. He's played roles like Hamlet. He's done Hamlet twice here. He did Stanley in Streetcar Named Desire, Brick and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, and just a lot of marquee roles. And you know, he has that real leading man gravitas to him, and particularly does well with language. He says that's one of the things that really attracted him to doing this play. He's been away for about 5 years dealing with some personal issues, but he said he kind of by happenstance walked back into a theater recently, and he said it was like smelling the sawdust, and you know, he discovered that he really wanted to get back into it. So it probably won't be the last time we'll see him on a local stage here for another 5 years. But certainly it's his return is kind of an event here.
Rich Copley, thanks for your time.
Thank you.